Hello, everybody. We have something different for you today. We recorded a talk for a group of people.
Catholic parents.
Who want to keep their children Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
That was the theme of it.
So we share some thoughts and we want to share a segment with you, but want to share also the lead up to it. One of the key points is that we are charged with the responsibility from God to help our children to know, love, and serve God in this life and then get to heaven. In order for us to lead our children to heaven, we have to be the primary influence in their life. Because if we're not the primary influence in our children's life, something else will. Now ask yourself the question, if you aren't the primary influence in your child's life, what are the chances that whatever takes your place leads your children to heaven? What's the chances? I don't know. It's our responsibility, not the world's.
So we're not going to share the entire talk because it would just be too long, but we will share a couple insights on how to keep your children Catholic.
Point number one, be the primary influence in your child's life.
So a number of years ago, somebody just randomly gave us this book called Hold On to Your Kids by Dr. Gordon Neufeld. And that book kind of rocked me because it was sort of a concept that I had never really heard of before. It was talking about how children must be parent-oriented versus peer-oriented. And we think nowadays how we're always trying to get our kids to play with kids, which is really good. It's very important for socialization and things like that. But at the same time, our kids' primary influence must be from the parents.
Yeah, I recently came across a study that showed that it's the first time in history where children's primary influence is their peers. God's design for family is that the primary influence in children's lives is parents. Mm. So God has made you, a parent, to be the primary influence in your child's life. He's made you the primary influence, but also the primary educator of your child's faith. I remember having this, it was a sad conversation. And I was speaking to someone, this father was lamenting to me how his children who had now left the home or were in high school had completely lost the Catholic faith and how he was so sad about this and how the Catholic school system had failed his children because they don't have the Catholic faith anymore. This is what was so tragic. He failed to realize he was the primary educator of his children when it came to their faith. Mm-hmm. Now, Catholic schools play an incredibly important role, but we must remember it's not the school's job to be the primary educator of our children when it comes to the faith. It's not the priest's job either. It's not even the church's job. It's our job. That's God's design. And if God has designed mom and dad to be the primary influence in their children's life when it comes to their faith life, then we can be sure he will give us all that we need to do this.
That's right. So I know parents often feel inadequate or unable to do a lot of things, one of them being teaching the faith, right? So we often recruit other people to do it. And that might be one way, but at the same time, there's many things that we can do in the home to help foster a beautiful Catholic faith.
So we're going to get into those really practical things. But the first thing before we hit those is that we understand that we have to be the primary influence in our children. And we might find ourselves in a position where we're not, that our children are more influenced by their peers than by us as parents. So then we have to win back our kids. We have to spend time with them. We have to invest into our relationship with them.
And it's get not to know them.
Get to know them. Like, do you know your child's likes and dislikes? What makes them happy? What makes them sad? What are their passions?
And if you feel awkward being with your child, do it anyhow. And soon enough, you will not feel awkward anymore. It'll be a beautiful relationship. God put you together.
For better or for worse.
So I know even in my heart, sometimes if I feel like something's a little awkward, I'm like, Janelle, just go for it. Just do it. These are your children. Your child needs to be able to ask you anything. So basically any topic should be on the table because we know that children are continuously being exposed to more and more mature material at younger and younger ages. And honestly, it is our job as parents to preserve the innocence of our children. So that's something that is so important as parents. What's really important is never shaming our children when they bring something up, allowing them to ask questions. When they ask those questions, it's kind of important to know exactly what it is they're asking, because sometimes we'll want to divulge a ton of information to them, right? But really, only giving them as much information as they want to know, and then allowing them to always have the freedom to come back and to revisit that topic. I have resources for you, but before I let you know what those are, it's important that we be the first ones that our children speak to about certain topics, because if they learn about it from their friend, that person now becomes the expert. So sometimes your children might have questions about, you know, fairly easy topics, but sometimes they might be more difficult, and maybe we have never had to articulate what we believe or, you know, exactly what the church's teachings are on that. And maybe you don't even know exactly what the church's teaching is. So you might be learning alongside with your child. So some of those topics might have to do with abortion, reproductive technologies, modesty, pornography, transgender identity, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, sex outside of marriage, divorce, contraception. That those are just some of the topics that are talked about in this book. It's called Made This Way. And it's very good because it actually talks about how you can approach these topics for young children and older children. Mm-hmm. So I would really encourage you to get this book. It's by Layla Miller and Trent Horn, Made This Way. Our daughter is now 10 years old. So we're now into, you know, discussing puberty and things like that. So of course, I've never taught this before to my own child. So I'm looking for good resources. And these are some of the ones that I've come across. The first one is Wonderfully Made. This is beautiful. It talks about God's plan for marriage. And yes, I think a lot of us, it's awkward for us to talk about this to our kids. Some people have no problems, which I think is so admirable. But at the same time, if you need a resource, this is really good. It's called Wonderfully Made. Okay, and this is another one. It's called Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Sexually Whole and Holy Kids. And this is by Greg and Lisa Popcat. This one just talks about what to teach children at different ages.
And maybe you're sitting there thinking, hey, aren't they going to get all this from the schools? Aren't they going to get some formation in this area? Yes. But you, as a parent, we as a parent need to be the primary influence in our children. Mm-hmm. And that conversation should first happen with us.
Mm-hmm. So that's right. So it's really important. If you know that your child is about to be learning this at school, you should be the first one to have the conversation with your child.
You become the expert.